Okay, we'll get right into it tonight. Hello, everybody. Wednesday, May the 28th, 2025. It's the Fakeologist Show. We do this show Sunday through Thursday around this time, 8 to 8:30. And today is Wednesday. That means we have Fake Nukes Phil and Jim Rizzoli. Fake Nukes Phil, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Jim Rizzoli. Hello.
Hello. Good to be here.
Thanks for coming back. You guys are always on time. I'm late today. Everyone can blame me. We're broadcasting live on FakeoTube, X, YouTube. We're on D Live. I never see anybody there anymore. And I think that's it. What else are we broadcasting? I think that's five channels or so. That's enough. And we're also on shortfake.com/stream1, my audio server that I've had for 10 years or so, 12 years. So I've had my own audio streamer. I don't think people really do that anymore. Use audio streams. They're all on YouTube. That's where everyone broadcasts now. I have to admit, I still consume YouTube for my investment YouTube channels. And it does serve up a pretty good variety of people I never heard of. And that's the algorithm that works. And that's the only way you can discover new people. There's really no other way that's convenient. So we don't get served up because I have to delete my videos off YouTube because every now and then we talk about the vaccine and they don't like that. And I know they search for words in the transcript. So I usually delete it before they can transcribe it through their algos. It probably takes a few hours to do. So I usually catch before that. And so if you want to share this show out, you can. I'd appreciate it. And we need to grow the audience. Not for any particular financial reason. It would just be cool if other people could realize the fakery that's going on. And that's why we bring these two guys. They see it. They've seen it. And they have their own channels on BitChute. They've got Fake Nukes Phil is over on... He has a big channel, and Jim Rizzoli has an even bigger channel. And they talk about all kinds of things that are fake. All right, guys, why don't we get into it? What's on your mind? And don't forget, guys, you can call in. The phone number is scrolling on the bottom of the screen. And you can also just join the studio like these guys did. shortfake.com/restream. That brings you into the studio. And then you go. And Andrea says, I use your audio stream a few times a week. Well, thank you, Andrea. And Till says Jurassic Liars will be exposed on 6/11. Okay. You guys follow any of these truth guys?
I used to follow Jurassic Liars for a while. And, you know, he was entertaining because he would talk about the Manson and the hoax codes.
Yeah.
And he would always influx his voice. That's the hoax code. And so, but you know, and he did a lot of good work on a lot of the fake bombings and stuff. And,
okay.
But you know, if he's not exposing, well, I know I'm a one trick pony and everybody gets tired. If he's Israel? Not exposing Gaza, well, then he's not on the right track because,
is there anyone exposing Gaza besides you?
No, I have a small, you know, Henry does and Miss Maslis does and Invisible Prison does and Cloverfield does. And right. So there's a few, but they're all we're all small channels. Only small channels are doing it. And, you know, it's they give me so much material that shows that it's fake. And it's like, you know, I can't ignore that. It's like this is a whole. And it's interesting about this social media, how people want, because I've been uploading some ICE videos too from, and how people cannot tell this is fake. It's like, how can you not tell? I mean, these guys are wearing tennis shoes. I mean, it's like, these are not real federal officers. And then when they get in a fight with the people, the protesters, it's always just like a tussle, you know, there's nobody throwing any real blows. It's just like a, they're grabbing each other's clothes and
50 hustling. Seconds.
Oh, we got a caller.
We got a caller already. I hate to cut you off, but let's see who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Infinite Jack again. What's up, buddy?
Hello, Infinite Jack. Say hi to Jim Rizzoli and Fake Nukes Phil.
Hey, what's up, Phil? Hey, I just was saying, hey, Faco, I sent you another email with some 9/11 continuity errors. There's another video with the, I was the one who sent you that powder video.
Okay. Are you Nylon somebody?
No, Infinite Jack. I just sent you, it should be Never Forget 9/11 Crisis Actors, the email address.
Okay. I haven't got one lately from you, but I think I put that video up. We talked about that a while ago, right?
Yeah, I sent you another one just now.
Okay, I'm looking for it. I don't see it. Ima at fakeologist.com. I don't see it yet.
Okay.
So what's the point of the email exactly, in case I don't get it? Oh, hold on a sec. Re-9/11 powder?
Yeah, I sent you that one, and I'm sending you on that same thread, it's going to be a LimeWire link to some continuity errors with 9/11.
Okay.
It's these guys on the boat, like a SWAT team type of situation, or some cop situation.
Okay. This is your channel, Never Forget 9/11 Crisis Actors. Okay.
Yeah, buddy.
That's you.
Anyway, I think it was, if you got time, play it or look at it. It's pretty good stuff.
The LimeWire video. Okay. You sent me a link with LimeWire. I'll look at that for you. Oh, look cool, at bro. That. It says content not found.
Oh, really?
Okay, so much for that one. Okay, got any more content not found? Well, just describe.
I agree. We need to remember the crisis actors from 9/11, just like we need to remember the crisis actors from the Holocaust. But the crisis actors from the Holocaust are mostly all dead now. And but these 9/11 ones are still alive. And so, but they pulled off, I think the 9/11 event was almost as world-changing as the Holocaust. It seemed to be important to them, even though the Holocaust did change the political spectrum for 80 years. I mean, it just changed the demographics of countries and everything, the economics of countries and everything. So it was very important that Holocaust was, but you know, they're getting away. They're changing our history by bringing in these crisis actors, and these people, they find these people that are willing to lie, and they're fabricating our history right before our eyes.
It's not hard to find people to lie. You just have to pay them.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. It's not that hard.
I guess they're not good actors also. So I guess they're not really, they are scraping the bottom of the barrel. And so,
you can always find people to lie. That's never going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why the video link pulled. I'll send it next week to you, and we'll try again.
Oh, that's fine. So, what are you investigating down there? You're in California, I think.
Yeah, I'm California. I don't know. I like to just. I mean, 9/11 is old stuff, but it's still fun to go into.
Yeah, it is old stuff. It is definitely old stuff, and it's going into the history books very quickly. But luckily, we have new fake stuff all the time, but it's not nearly as impactful, I would say. Do you think there's anything coming up that we should watch out for?
I mean, I don't think they're going to put the mask back on the people, or at least try it. But, you know, everyone's kind of always says that could be coming around again. I really hope not. Not that I ever did, but,
yeah,
you know, it was so pathetic.
Yeah, it sucked.
Well, they say it's COVID's coming back again.
Who's saying that?
I just saw an email about it saying that something's coming in from Asia, and they're talking about it now.
But will people believe it is the question?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm burned out on the whole topic myself. Although there are still people getting messages from our government to get their spring COVID shot. Is that happening down where you guys are? Because that was the whole thing. They were going to do it multiple times. I think they got up to, what, 9 boosters? But I don't hear any more about that. Do you guys hear anything?
No, I don't hear anything.
I hear that they're not making it part of the school schedule for the kids next fall. So they removed the
COVID. Oh, okay. Well, I think Kennedy just got it off the pregnant women and babies list of vaccines. That's hopeful, but it's baby steps. Let's put it, it's baby steps for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they talk one thing out and then they'll do the other thing behind the scenes and it'll be written into a bill or something and it's the complete opposite. You can't trust them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that someone said another strain from China. Yeah, I don't doubt at all.
Well, the question is, does anyone buy into it or?
Well, I mean, it seems like everybody did. So
everyone definitely did.
But if it happens, again, what's that?
It's been 5 years.
Right, but if it happens again, they'll do it again. People, look at people will do whatever the medical profession tells them to do because they've been so brainwashed to do it. So I have no faith in the American or whatever, wherever you live.
The brainwashed people.
Yeah, no faith at all.
All right, Jim, you put something, how to beat disease. I see, Jim, you're over 9,000 subscribers. Is somebody promoting you or something?
I don't know.
You're moving up.
Well, whatever. I got a lot. I mean, the amount of videos I have up is, pretty good, I guess. So over 7,300.
Yeah. Caller, do you watch Jim Rizzoli's channel?
Yeah, I hear him when you guys are on together.
He has a BitChute channel. He's got a lot of content there.
Okay. Yeah, I'll sub it. All right. I'm going to work on that file. I'll get it uploaded for next week, brother.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling in.
Night, guys.
Thanks for getting on the horn early. Good job.
Yeah. I'll try again. Usually I'm making dinner this time, but wife's home later tonight.
All right. Good for her. Make her dinner now.
Okay.
Put on your apron. Get going.
Yeah. You got it.
Okay. Bye. Yeah, that's good. All right, Jim, what do we got here? How to beat disease.
Cancer is our most feared disease because our doctors are clueless on how to cure it. After heart disease, cancer is the leading cause of death. Kills about 600,000 Americans every year. It's outrageous that we allow this to happen. About 90% of all cancers are caused by diet and lifestyle. Since diet and lifestyle are choices, almost anybody can choose to prevent or reverse cancer. There's only two causes of disease, deficiency and toxicity. So to prevent or reverse any disease, this is where the focus has to be. Modern medicine's focus on treating only the symptoms of disease with toxic drugs and surgery and chemotherapy and radiation is just badly misplaced. And this is resulting in an epidemic of chronic disease and our high cancer death rate. Conventional medicine offers only false hopes and high prices with its dangerous and ineffective treatments. If you want to prevent or reverse cancer, changing your diet, detoxifying, and supplementing are essential. So get all the bad foods out of your life, the sugar, wheat, dairy, and all the processed oils.
The first three things I eat, so I'm in trouble, but I try and avoid the oil. Oh, well. I agree, but what do you think, Jim? Is it just food?
Well, I agree with him 100%. It's just the problem is, what we eat is all garbage, and then they want you to take the vitamins, and the vitamins are all garbage too. They're all artificial. There's nothing good about the vitamins that we take, and they're made by the same company that make all the pharmaceuticals. So they get you on both ends. They get you on the pharmaceutical end by giving you all the hospital stuff, and on the other end, then they say, oh, well, we got a natural herb that you could take, or here's something you can do, or whatever, and that's as bogus as the medical end.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you there.
It's tough,
All right, what else you got, Jim? You put a lot of Ernst Zundel back on. We both like Ernst Zundel and what he did for the country. And there hasn't been anyone like him. So
I got two more videos for Zundel. That one, he was four parts. So I got to do those tomorrow, I guess. Or later on today, I don't know.
This was a big interview he did, I think. I remember watching this one.
Oh, did you? Yeah. I never saw it. Defamation movie. Have you ever seen that?
I think so.
That came out in 2009.
Is this the Israeli guy?
Yeah,
you know 2009. What I'm making the film
about? Oh, no, okay, I remember this
about
one.
Anti-Semitism.
Oh, it's the guy about anti-Semitism.
Yeah, about the ADL.
He's an Israeli guy, isn't he, that did this?
Yeah, yeah.
And he went after the head of the ADL.
Yeah.
Right, he got a tour of the place and all that. This guy, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I've seen that one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
So what's the conclusion? What's your conclusion on the ADL? What's their purpose, really?
Well, the ADL, basically, is just... they're, what would I call them? They the bolster... Judaism, anything dealing with Judaism, you know, they're kind of like the PR people to get, you know, everything dealing with the Jews correctly understood by how the Jews want to present it. So if you complain against, you know, anything Jewish, then they come after you because they're the hitmen. You know, they're the hitmen for, you know, the Jews, ADL, right. Anti-Defamation League. So, you know, that's how they work, you know.
What do you think of this guy? This is Finkelstein, right? This guy?
Yeah.
What did you ever interview him?
No, I have no interest in interviewing him. He wrote a good book, you know, and he exposed the Holocaust industry, and he shows what they do, but he still believes, you know, the Holocaust as the Holocaust. So,
okay.
I don't waste time with people. They don't want to talk to me anyway, so what do I care? They have an agenda. Their agenda is to bolster up the official Jewish version of the Holocaust or whatever they want to present, and they don't want to talk to people like me. So I don't go after anybody anymore. I mean, that's the way it is, you know. I do my thing. If someone wants to talk to me, fine. But I don't go chasing anybody down to talk to them. And most of the people out there believe in the Holocaust bullshit anyway. Catholics, Protestants, you know, obviously Jews. So, you know, 99% of the people believe it. And so what are you going to do? And then when I've been having a really interesting discussion with David Cole.
Okay.
Because he has a...
Where is that?
A Substack. Yeah, he has a Substack, you know.
You have the link?
What's that?
You have the link to that?
No, I don't. But let me tell you what happened with him, okay? So, you know, David Cole, he's really a rude, crude guy. I mean, he calls you, well, me anyway. You know, he insults you, calls you retard, calls you whatever he wants to call you, you know? Now, the biggest thing with him and me is... Like, obviously, David Cole didn't, you know, he agreed that there were no gas chambers in Auschwitz.
Right.
So we agree, and he agrees. Okay. But he believes that there were gas chambers in the Reinhard camps, which were Treblinka, Belzec, Kelmo, Sobibor, you know, whatever, Majdanek, whatever. He believes there were gas chambers in those camps, especially Treblinka. So he believes, along with David Irving and Mark Weber, okay, he believes that 2.4 million people or more, whatever, were killed in those camps, and they were killed in gas chambers. I don't believe it. I took him up on it on his site, and the only thing he wanted to talk about was, well, where did the Jews go if they weren't exterminated? And I got back to him and said, you know, in so many words, you know, I didn't say this to him, but I should have. I said, I don't give a shit where the Jews ended up. I mean, I honestly feel that they ended up all over the place, and they definitely ended up in the Soviet Union. Now, David Cole does not believe that at all. So he believes they were killing gas chambers. And that's how he explains it. And he don't get into anything about, you know, my presentation of the gas chamber nonsense. See, he doesn't go in that direction. He always just keeps going with me. Oh, well, where do they go? Where do the people go? I don't give a shit where the people went. I'm just here to say they weren't killed in gas chambers, which is what he believes. And he can't prove it. See, that's why he keeps shoving it over to where they went, because he wants me to explain it. Well, I don't give a shit about explaining it, because I don't care where they went. I just care that there were no gas chambers.
Didn't the population increase after the war? Didn't the Jewish population increase? I saw statistics about that the Jews after the war was actually greater than it was before the war.
Right.
Hey, Jim, where are you arguing with him? Because I found his Substack. I'm just trying to find the
on his Substack.
Do you know what post it was to see if I can find it?
Well, he was talking about moving or doing a book or something. I don't know.
Okay, book or no book.
Yeah, that was it right there.
So what's going on? So now he's raising money, I see.
Yeah, he wants to raise money or whatever. You know what I mean? Look at the guy. He was good at one time. He's useless right now. Okay, you know, right?
He raised $10,000. Pretty good.
Well, whatever. He stopped being a revisionist in 1994. Okay, so why waste your time with him? And look at, I told him I would love to interview him. I would love to hear what he's doing now or whatever. But he doesn't want to talk to me, because he knows the road I'm going to go down with him. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to say to him, which I did, show me a picture of a gas chamber. Well, they destroyed all the evidence in Treblinka. They knocked everything down, and you're not going to be able to find one. Well, show me a gas chamber anywhere. I don't care if it's Treblinka. Or I don't care if it's – show me in Auschwitz. See, they can't show you a picture of a gas chamber because there's no gas chambers. So they just keep talking about them and talking about them, but they don't have them. They don't have no pictures of them because they know the rooms were, you know, basically were morgues, and they don't want to talk about it, you know?
So it says here, in 1992, his work inadvertently spawned a cult of Holocaust deniers who used my 1992 TV shows and videos to draw people into Holocaust denial. I've done whatever I can using my Tacky Mag column and social media to fight this cult. So does he think you're in the cult?
Probably.
That's interesting. So this is something. So he says that he inspired a cult of deniers.
Well, interesting. He told the truth at that time, and he's not telling the truth now. Okay. So, and then you can't talk to him now. I can't talk to him. I can't cross-examine him. I can't ask him, you know, David, show me a picture. David, show me how the people were killed in Treblinka. Show me how, it was done with the diesel gas, he said. The carbon monoxide, which would have been diesel gas. Right. And that's what he says. And that's nonsense, because you can't, you know, if you go look at the camp, Where was the building that did this? Where was the diesel generator that generated the carbon monoxide? You know what I mean? He can't answer that, and that's why he won't talk to me, because he knows I'm going to push him on those simple little questions.
Okay, so what name did you use for the comment? Was it just Jim? Because I'm looking for Rizzoli. I don't see any comments from you on this one here.
I don't know, unless he deleted me.
Well, maybe you're later, so let me just go through here.
Well, yeah, I might be way later. Well, look at the dates.
Yeah.
It would have been last week.
Okay. So we'll take a look at that. That's interesting. So you write him off as just an old crank right now that's gone to the other.
Well, see the problem with David now is his life.
Oh, here we go. Please show me a picture of a homicidal gas chamber.
Yeah.
Okay, and he says, please show me on a map where the 2.4 million 1942 evacuees went.
But I already told him. I don't give a shit where they went. And he's making that the issue. It's not an issue with me, because I don't care where they went. I don't care. You know, I just want to see a gas chamber.
I think it's a made-up number.
Well, that's another thing, too. That 2.4 million people is just a made-up number, too.
I mean, I think the Red Cross said that they documented 271,000 deaths at but they were natural. I think they said they were natural deaths. They weren't murder.
Well, no, the Red Cross basically said in the beginning there were no gas chambers. That's what they said in the beginning. But as time went on, they went along with the bullshit that came down about gas chambers. I'm sure they did. They changed their view too. You know what I mean? Everybody changes their view. Mm-hmm. And that's, yeah. You know, and so David Cole, he really, you know, this is how I started the whole thing off right there. No one cares about you because you're a fraud. That's what I said to him. Then he replied. Then he says to me, I don't know. I can't really read it from here, but oh, yeah. Illiterate results. See, he always insults you.
Well,
always.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I went on, you know, again, he's still pushing his 2.4 million resettled Jews. I don't care about, you know, see, he won't stick to the most important point is the point is how were they killed? And then he said, well, in diesel, you know, he said by carbon monoxide, which would be diesel generators. And right. you can't kill people with diesel gas. It takes too long, you know, in 10 minutes. Okay, they say the people.
And you got to put the body somewhere too.
Well, that's a whole nother story.
I know.
So he doesn't want to talk to me because I'm the only one that's asking him the real tough questions, and nobody else on that thing does. You know,
Yeah, you got your own little page here on Substack.
Yeah, I don't do anything through this program. What do you call it? Substack or whatever. I don't care.
Substack.com.
Yeah. I just put a link to my BitChute channel. Everything I do, I work off my BitChute channel. Oh, Jim is too sensitive. What the fuck are you talking about? Sensitive of what? I'm too sensitive of what? That's truth? I'm trying to tell people what the hell happened, you know?
All right.
I know Cole's mind's closed.
I find it because the Germans would offered to put a Red Cross office at each and every one of their detention camps. And yep. So that's a sign that they weren't hiding anything. And, right. You know, to me, that really speaks volumes. And I just really don't think there was any extermination program going on. And somebody else would have built a gas chamber by now because, you know, you built this magical machine that can make bodies disappear, you know, in a mechanical way. But no other evil dictator has decided that a gas chamber is a good way to go. The Soviets used a bullet in the back of the neck. That's what they thought was the most efficient. That was the most, and it is the most efficient way because it's low cost. And you just dig a trench and you put a bullet in the back of their neck and they just fall into the trench.
That's right. It's simple. Now, like again, look at Girl.
That's Lynn. Lynn Ertel.
That's Lynn. Okay, Lynn, look at Lynn. In the back of the trucks where the exhaust was piped in. No, that's not true. They didn't do that. But that's what they said they did. Okay. They had trucks that ran on these, it was called wood gas. And it could kill people, I suppose, if you did it. But they didn't do it. And the trucks they're showing you, the revisionist has already showed it's bullshit. Caden Woods mask, another bullshit. Boy, what is wrong with you? Don't you ever research all this stuff? The Caden Woods? I mean, that's another bullshit story. Boy, you believe all the she believes all the bullshit stories.
No, I don't. I don't think Lynn believes it. She's just putting it out there.
And here's what's apprehensible about it: it was a Soviet massacre that they blamed on the Germans, and I think they hung a great many Germans over this massacre that they didn't perform. And it was another thing that they demonized the Germans at Nuremberg was from this Katyn massacre, but. As it turns out, I think, 20 or so years later, that the Soviets finally admitted, yeah, it was us. But it's like by that time, the damage has already been done. It's just so.
Well, look at the Soviets admitted they did the Katyn massacre. They admitted it. So I don't have to prove anything.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I think we've covered that topic pretty good. Why don't we switch back to Gaza now?
Okay, well, I'm still doing and my
pick up on your series. I think you disappeared for a few days, according to my math.
Yeah, Phil, what happened? You weren't in the last two shows.
Yeah, well, I've been helping my friend out with this smog on her car, and
did you get that blown out yet?
Get her
engine blown out.
Yeah, I guess I need to
go in free. Fight censorship.
Hold on.
And I worked on Saturday, so I thought Sunday was Saturday. I thought Saturday was Friday, and so I made an appointment with someone, and completely slipped my mind.
That's all right. But so you went to 5535 Adobe Drive in 29 Palms.
Yeah, I found his house, and
whose house is this?
This was the ghost bomber. The bomber
good.
Who doesn't exist, but they're telling us he's a real person. But you know, there was
by
no
the
bomber.
Way, is this PSYOP over? Do you figure?
Well, no, I found a CCTV video today, and I thought it was interesting that they're showing the exact instant that the bomb blew up. And I noticed that they were putting CGI cars in the street. I noticed a layering trick where the cars going by on the street would disappear. I mean, that's a sign of when they're inserting CGI vehicles. You know, we saw that at the San Francisco Asian 214 crash where they we had the line splice in the video, and then you can tell that that's where they were layering it. So I thought that I think it's interesting that they only gave us one CCTV footage of this bombing when I know that area of Palm Springs has lots of cameras around. And in fact, I know there's one just up at the next intersection. And these intersections all have cameras on them. But we never get to see that one. They give us this grainy CCTV from the hospital, and it's manipulated. And so they're trying to show that the street wasn't closed off, because they know that, you know, a few people are listening to Fake Nukes Phil, and we got to address this. It's like some people are saying that we had the street closed off. And so they gave us this video today of these cars driving on the street, but there were no cars on the street. That street was completely closed off. And that's
how they do it. They always close it off before the event starts.
Yeah, they don't want anybody to really get hurt. You know, they don't want anyone
on their movie set. That they always pre-close it off. That's clear. So you went to the house, or no? You went to the house.
Yeah, that's the house. That's the mailbox. And it doesn't look like anybody's living there. I couldn't see tire tracks. I mean, I guess the police were there doing a raid. I noticed the broken garage door, and I think that's where the police went in to do their fake raid, because they said that he had a bomb lab in the garage. But here's the deal. The local people down there, so right directly across the street from this house is an Ace Hardware. And so if you're making bombs in your garage, you'd be going to Ace Hardware all the time.
Ace is the place.
And so I went in there, and the kid looked scared, and he goes, "I'm not supposed to talk about politics." I said,
"So
oh,
you
really?
Went right across the street from the house?"
Yes, to the Ace Hardware.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's Caddy Corner, and
that was during your investigation when you went.
Yeah, because I was saying, "Oh, well, then this hardware store must know this guy, because he was building bombs in this little garage here." But then the story they've been telling this kid is, just tell everybody who comes in that he had accomplices, he had help. And that's why we didn't know him as a regular customer, is because he was getting his parts. But that's not what the news is saying. The news is saying that he was the lone bomber, and he built it all himself.
The lone gunman slash bomber. Did he have a copy of the manifesto from Ted Kaczynski on his table.
I never did get to
see. Wasn't Ted Kaczynski the Unabomber, right? He was the original. As in one or all together. So, wow, this is really remote, eh? Your backyard is a desert with a mountain range.
Oh, yeah, this place. That's why the 29 Palms Marine Base is the largest in the United States by square foot.
Right.
It's not the largest by personnel, but it's certainly a vast, desolate desert area.
Well, good for you. You went in and did the legwork. This is awesome.
Yeah, and you know that town is like I was in the Twilight Zone. These people were acting weird. I already told you about the kid at the hardware store.
Who
was afraid to talk to me. And then these other.
Oh, I like you got the 555, the triple five there. That's interesting. But there's
I was zooming in to get the address, and so but the three was a little bit more faded than the other.
Yeah, you can't even see it.
But this is a military town, and this is why they had this kid come from, because this almost everyone in this town is controlled. It's like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah. They know where they get paid. Yeah, for sure.
There's Ace Hardware,
and that's right across the street. Wow.
Yeah, 0.5 miles. It's an easy walk, and he would be going here all the time if the story was true, and but we know that that explosive came from the Marine base. Okay, they just got some of their surplus from the Marine base, and they blew up that.
Yeah, they have a bomb team.
And they blew up that little IVF facility. They closed off the street before they did it, and then they blamed it on the. And my local news media, they're not using the Palm Springs Strong, but what they came up with their own little slogan. It's healing after hate, and so
there's some HH. So the Hitler people are going to go nuts on that one. That was
healing after hate. Yeah,
HH. Oh dear.
And this is what gets me so upset about these people, because there would be no hate in the world if they didn't put it, if they didn't manufacture these staged events, you know. It's and especially Holocaust. Like the Holocaust is supposed to be like the symbol of hate.
They're the biggest haters of all.
Yeah, it's like none of these events are real. You're manufacturing the hate.
It's inverted.
I even saw the Proud Boys like again on this social media. They're showing all these videos, and of course, and people are just going crazy because the Proud Boys are able to walk unmolested on the streets. And they're saying it's Trump's America because nobody's pushing back on these Proud Boys. And I'm looking at them. I said, every single one of those dudes is ex-military. I mean, that's why they all got their faces covered. You're looking at actors here, and they're formulating hate. And so here's what here's what my prediction is about Trump. Is that they are making a big, huge library of all these ICE raids, of all these Proud Boys marches, and they're building a big library. And so 20 years from now, they're going to make a documentary, probably on CBS News, and they're going to remember the dark days of the Trump years. And they're going to bring up all these videos of all these ICE raids. They were smashing windows. They had Proud Boys marching on the street. And but Trump is behind it. Trump knows Trump knows these events are fake. But he's a character, and he knows that's his role is to be.
He's got to go along with it. Hey, did you know that Robert Plant had a 29 Palms song?
I think I heard about it once, but I was never a big Robert Plant fan. But
I wonder if he filmed this in the act. I think it might have something to do with the 29 Palms area, because it looks like it.
It looks pretty fairly similar.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's probably about it. I don't know if I know this song, but I just thought I got this from Buzzing Frets on the Discord. He sent it to me, so he wanted.
Oh, okay.
He wanted to tie it into the fake Nukes Phil appearance, so that's why I'm showing it now.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, you know.
I never heard of the town till this came up.
It is the biggest, like I said, the biggest Marine base in the United States as far as square footage. It is kind of a big deal, mm-hmm. and people in California know of 29 Palms, and just because we see the trucks going in, you know, the military equipment. When I drive up in the high desert at night, they're always doing some kind of a magnesium display. It's like they're practicing for nighttime warfare, and they launch these balloons that have these real bright magnesium things on it.
Is that to light up the area so they can see?
Yeah, so light up the area so they can practice for nighttime war. And when you see these magnesium things floating in the air, it's like, what the hell's going on? You know, and that gets a lot of people in that area thinking about UFOs and stuff. It's like, well, no, it's just a magnesium thing on a balloon. And, they do some weird things up in their airspace above this base. Yeah.
Get some good comments on here. on your video here. So a lot of people are appreciating your work going out there. That's pretty good.
Phil, you haven't been on Gemma O'Doherty's show lately, have you?
No.
Your Irish fans are crying.
I lost my fan base in Ireland.
Go ahead, free fight censorship and support free.
I guess I'm not, you know.
Well, you didn't insult the Catholics, did you?
Well, he didn't become a Catholic.
I may have said something inadvertently. I didn't do it on purpose. But, you know, but, you know, we try. And
Put you on the show just because you're not Catholic. She's not like that.
She won't talk to me because I slammed the Catholics.
You're already off her show, both of you? That's not good.
She hasn't talked to me in months.
Well, maybe she's... Boy, what is she talking about now? I haven't checked in on her.
I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, I was looking, and it was something to do with a local story that she had in Ireland, and
her problem is she can't separate her Catholic beliefs with events, other events going on. She always has to bring in her Catholic beliefs. And you can't do that. You can't do that and be a good reporter. It's either you're going to talk about your Catholic beliefs and make that your show, or you're going to talk about local events or whatever and make that your show. But you can't mix them, you know. But she mixes them, and, you know, I don't go along with the bullshit.
What are we looking at?
So I know I keep doing this because I think it's important for people to understand what real looks like and what fake looks like. And this is why I'm insulted by these videos from Gaza, is because everybody knows what that's skin hanging off that guy. Okay. And people want to play stupid, and they want to say, "Oh, Phil." I said, "Well, okay. If you're going to play stupid, well, then let's start showing some real stuff, and let's compare it with what they're showing us from Gaza."
Because is this the crash?
Yeah, he was. There was an explosion in that car, and he ran from it, but he obviously sustained, and he's still on fire. You can see the flames. His back.
Oh, they were trying to put on out the fire. Ooh, that's
yeah.
That's,
his back is still on fire. And so, you know, that's
it. This is a good series, by the way, the Phil, reality series, really.
But people, yeah, I mean, because, you know, people say that I say everything's fake. I say, well, no, I see stuff on social media that looks real. And, you know, a lot of car crashes, like in Thailand or over in India. I mean, these people get in horrific car crashes. The motorcyclists, they don't know how to ride. I swear to God, I've been riding motorcycle my entire life. It's like, how could you just go head on into that bus like that? I mean,
his bike slipped on.
Yeah, it slipped. Yeah.
Oh,
he didn't. He wasn't. It wasn't. He was driving bad. He just didn't anticipate the slipping. I mean, I know how it is. I used to drive a bike, and this sand, he wouldn't have hit the bus if his bike didn't slip on the sand. He would have run around the bus.
Well, I've ridden in wet weather also, and
that was dry. Maybe he just tripped on this. I guess he just wiped out, but he got run over pretty good.
But his body, you can see his body is twisted in the distance. It's still so. That's what happens when you're in a real catastrophic event. Your body gets twisted like a pretzel, and we just don't see the pretzels in Gaza because. Simulating a pretzel-like injury requires more than what they're capable of doing. They're only capable of putting fake blood on people's forehead and some moulage. They use silicone moulage a lot. But
the daily accident video page. Wow, where'd you find that?
Yeah, and so
is that on Instagram?
Yeah. Wow. And so I think it's, you know, because people, there seems to be confusion out there, and especially people that tell me that Dresden was fake, and And so, you know, because I've found some. In fact, that charred corpse that we were just looking at, that looks similar to the deaths that we saw in Dresden. And it also looks similar to the deaths that we saw in Hiroshima. And so, like I've said before, the same weapon was used in Hiroshima that was used in Dresden. And so we are seeing the similar, it looks the same as those old videos that I saw from Hiroshima and Dresden. And so...
Boris says the fake stuff from Gaza is Jewish Hasbara. Hasbara. The real stuff is censored.
Well, you know, I'm getting hundreds of videos of this fake stuff. So it's like this. So this Hasbara thing seems to have a control. Oh, and I'll say this to Boris. The most famous victims from Gaza have been fake. And so that's what blows that theory out of the water. I talked about Khalid Nabhan. He was the famous eyeball kissing grandfather, and he was kissing his baby Reem. Well, I mean, if you think that baby Reem was a real baby, well, then you need to get your eyes checked. And Khalid Nabhan ended up being a hero in Gaza. And so if he's a hostage, well, then they're making these people heroes. And I look closely at these fights. They're not giving any real blows. They're just pushing them around.
Yeah. And so who's fighting here? This is ICE going to go break up?
ICE is supposedly arresting some people, and this angry crowd has gathered, and they're trying to assault the ICE officers. But I showed that all these ICE officers are wearing tennis shoes. This is not standard field armor.
Phil, maybe it is now. Maybe they want them to wear, you know, that's something you got to look into.
Well, here's the deal. They were going to a state house. This is a state house in Arizona, and they were going to be arresting some people. They knew that the probability was high that they would meet an angry crowd. And so you would wear your steel-toe boots. You would have a tactical armor on. These guys are basically naked dealing with this angry crowd.
Phil, listen, that's the way it used to be done. Maybe it's not done that way anymore.
They don't care.
I mean, I don't think they care about doing anything according to protocol. They just, you know, just come on in. Whatever you have on, bring it with you.
Yeah, except for the fact that they're all covering their face and they just all look like ex-military. And so, you know, it's a lot of red flags with this ICE.
Well, look at Phil, I don't want to be always knocking you here, but everything you're saying, they're covering their face.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they don't want anybody to know who they are. Okay? That's why they're covering their face.
I would be wearing a helmet myself.
Well,
knowing that I'm going into an angry crowd.
I don't know what's going on here. But the point is, it's not like a military that used to, you know, do stuff before. It's like a hodgepodge of who the hell knows what they are, and they dress the way they dress, you know. So you got to find out is there a dress code for these guys? You know, what's going on? You can't just assume just because he's covering his face that it's something, you know, bad. He's trying to. He don't want you to know who he is because he's covering up something. Well, he might know.
Pushing that girl in a very, staged way. The red girl that kept coming back for more, and he would just kind of grab her and just kind of toss her
They're probably told not to get too aggressive. And that's what they're told, you know.
I find something very suspicious about this ICE organization. I think I don't believe them.
I'm not saying it's fake ICE.
Yeah, it's fake ICE.
Okay,
it's a studio. I think it's a studio.
Well, look at them. I don't disagree with you. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on there, and you might be right about the sneakers. And you know, you would think they would wear boots. or
kind of extra protection because they know they're going to get attacked. Yeah,
that's right. I agree with that. I agree.
Yeah. So if these guys would show their face, I would like to ask them a few questions. And I noticed the same with the Proud Boys. The Proud Boys are out marching in the street, and they all have face coverings on. And it's like, It's what it's doing is it's driving people into a frenzy. Now, I don't know if all these people are actors in this crowd right there. I think it's more like a January 6th situation.
A hybrid.
Where the people up front are actors, but the people in the back are just there for the show. So it's, I think they've been doing this since January 6th, and they're getting really good at this, doing these fake riots.
Oh, probably before that.
Probably before that, yeah. And then, man, I think we can go back even to the 60s.
Ohio, remember?
Yeah, and so,
Ohio, I think that was another staged event, too.
Yeah.
Never ends.
Oh, and you see Uncle Tito, he solved the starvation problem in Gaza. And because now he's out there dancing, and he's getting all the kids to dance. And nobody's thinking about how they're starving anymore. So Uncle Tito has solved the problem single-handedly.
Yeah. Kind of obscene with his little dance there. I mean, come on. This is children?
No, that's God. The building back there has signs of shelling. So that building in the background has shown signs of shelling. And so this is the actual war zone here. And yeah. People are supposed to be starving here, but Uncle Tito's there dancing around.
It's not adding up.
It's not adding up.
This is now a guy jumping on one of these Scud missiles.
They got a skateboard team over in Gaza.
Wherever they are, really. Where are they?
Yeah, well, they're telling us they're from Gaza.
Isn't that whole area evacuated at this point? Wasn't that the whole point a couple weeks ago? The whole place, everyone was out.
I think they're blowing up real buildings over there. But that's all. Blowing up empty buildings does not convince me, because I know that 9/11, they blew up some empty buildings. I know that they've been blowing up empty stuff for many years. And so when you show me pictures of blown up buildings, that doesn't mean anything to me. And this just doesn't make sense. That they're doing a skateboard team.
No.
In Gaza.
We should get some real skateboard injuries like your last appearance.
That's right. That,
with the guy's ankle twisted right over. Okay, so we'll watch
one
more.
Yeah, you know, in this, there's no traumatic injury to this little girl. They got some ketchup on her face, and there's just no broken bones. No broken bones again. So that's what the limitations of Gaza is. They can't simulate, you know, compound fractures.
There's no ambulances or stretchers. We got to just carry these people. Children around. That's crazy.
You can clearly see the limitations of their moulage and their makeup. And they just can't do compound fractures. And we should be seeing a lot of compound fractures.
If that baby was dead, it'd be a little stiffer too, I think.
That's a good idea. That's a good
legs wiggling around. Well, it's the same old, isn't it?
Yeah. So,
any local stories? Any national stories you guys want to touch on before we wrap it up? Trump's been quiet this week.
Do
you have anything else you've been touching on your channel before we wrap it up?
Well, Trump is he's really coming in Massachusetts against Harvard.
Okay.
And, you know, Harvard gets a lot of money, I guess, hundreds of millions of dollars, I don't know, from all their programs that they have going on there. And the thing is, Harvard has an endowment of $53 billion. So that means that if Trump, you know, cuts them off, that means they're going to have to cut into their, you know, bank account of $53 billion. And they're not happy about that. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens there, you know.
Very. What did Laura Logan have to say about the Afrikaner farmers? You posted this on your channel as well.
But no, they were talking about it, you know, being a bad thing, you know, what they're doing to the farmers, you know.
Yeah, Laura Logan's from South Africa, I think. I think she lives in Texas now.
Oh, yeah. I remember Laura Logan doing that fake little thing with Geraldo Rivera they were pretending like they were in a war zone in Afghanistan, and but they weren't. They were in a desert in Southern California. I could tell it was the Mojave Desert. You know, much of the Afghanistan war was filmed in the southwest of the United States.
Yeah, and they got some sort of tree. Was that on in 29 Palms? Is that where that big...
Well, it could be, but it looked more like the Nevada Desert to me. But when Geraldo was doing his little stunt, it looked like the San Diego Desert. It looked like he was probably... there's a huge Pendleton. It looked like a section of Camp Pendleton down there. That's the desert that it looked like. And he was just doing target practice, pretending like there was enemy fire coming in. It's like, there's no... And you're doing target practice. And Laura Logan was there covering her head, pretending like it was real. It's like, man, this is totally fake.
Yeah, Cygirl said Laura Logan was in Tahrir Square. That was in Cairo. Remember that one? That was one where she said she was molested.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah. So she's a bit of an actress.
I know she's one of them. I mean, both of those people on the screen there are one of them. But none of these, so we got to take with a grain of salt what they're telling us.
Yeah.
And,
well, the genocide thing, Uki took issue with the whole idea that's a genocide. That word is a trigger word for most people, isn't it?
Well, Trump has been getting a lot of flack for saying that genocide, because he said that all those white crosses represented a dead body. But people have been saying that the people who put up those crosses said that they were symbolic.
Yeah, well, they were splitting hairs, and Trump isn't always on saying exactly the right thing.
So what in a situation like this, I need, you know me. I'm getting all of these pictures from Gaza of all these bloody children. But how come I'm not getting that from South Africa? I mean, they have internet service down there.
Listen, you got to understand something. What's happening in South Africa is it's a police problem, right? The guys, the people are coming in and, coming into the homes, attacking them. So the only way you're going to get pictures is from the police. Okay. Cause it's a crime. So are the police going to present these pictures?
Well, it's the same thing in Gaza. I mean, because really the
hold on, Phil, just stick with what I'm saying. The police are involved with an attack in someone's house. It's a crime scene. They're in charge of the crime scene. So if you're going to get pictures, I've seen pictures of people, being, on the floor and all that stuff from there, but you'd have to get the pictures from the police. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, how do all these people, everybody in Gaza has their own cell phone.
Talking about Gaza.
They should have it. I mean, Gaza.
I'm talking about South Africa. Okay. You say you want to see pictures, but the point is you're dealing with a crime scene and the police have control of the crime scene. I think
the people in Gaza would say that they're dealing with a crime scene too. I mean, they're talking about raided.
We're not talking about Gaza. I don't give a shit about Gaza. I care more about the whites being killed in South Africa.
Yeah, so do I. That's why I need some.
Tim, before we go, I listened to your show when you had the two South African guys on.
Oh, right. Uki and Peter.
Okay. What'd now, I don't know who was who, but anyway.
Okay.
It seemed like one of the guys was kind of like, he was like saying, well, you don't call it a genocide, which I do agree with him. It's not a genocide that's going on to the white people there. It's, again, it's crime scenes. We're dealing with, people getting killed in criminal type of things. And the other guy that was sitting down that I could see sitting down, he seemed like he was more in tune of what was going on there than the other guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The government is standing down though. And that's part of the takeover where they just stand down and let these things go on. They're not endorsing it. They're not also doing anything about it, I think is the main thing.
well, how are they making these bodies disappear? So if it's not a genocide, that well, we can agree that there's a lot of people getting killed in these crime scenes. That's still bodies that you got to get rid of. And how are they doing that?
Well, that's all personal. You know, the families will deal with it. You know, I don't think they're going to really let people see, you know, their mother or father who just got slaughtered. I really don't think they want.
Yeah, I know.
Bitches.
Well, the people in Gaza, they take their daughter and they raise her up in the air, Phil, and they wave her around.
Phil, you and Gaza, you could shove Gaza up your ass. The white, listen, Phil, Gaza people are not white South African people. They're two different people. They think differently. Don't you understand? The white South Africans, you know, they're different.
How about the Germans in Bromberg? Because when they were getting massacred over there in the Polish town, the Germans got their cameras right up to their neighbors, and they were taking pictures of these mutilated corpses. And that's because the Germans wanted the world to know what exactly was going on in Bromberg. And normally, when you want people to know what's going on, you're going to get your camera right up close, and you're going to let the world know what's going on. And we learned that. I mean, the Germans took pictures in a very different way. They would get their camera right up close, and it's logical because they wanted the world to see what was happening to them, and that's the usual way you react in a situation like this. And so.
All right. Well, there's the closing music. We're not going to agree on this topic, but I agree that there's something strange going on in South Africa. But I do think it is definitely systemic communist takeover. It's been going on for a long time, where they're getting all the independent Afrikaners out and putting in people that don't know how to run a farm, and therefore people are starving because the farmers that knew how to farm are being kicked off the land. And not welcomed by the West. And that's who Peter Wright was. He is from Rhodesia / South Africa. He came to Canada, and his son couldn't even make a go of it in Canada because he couldn't get enough points to stay in Canada. So he went back to Zimbabwe, Rhodesia. So something is happening. They are getting kicked off their farms, and the government's just turning a blind eye. I believe that. Whether they're being killed and systemically, or they're just getting killed trying to defend their farms because that's all they've got. Is that the same thing as a genocide? I guess we're just arguing about the words anyway at this point.
Well, I don't think it's a genocide. I think they're doing a mass killing over a period of time. It's adding up to be a lot. But it's not genocide is something happening at that time that might get 50 to 100 people killed at one time. This is not happening there. This is over a period of years in, whatever by the month or week, that's what's happening.
Okay. Well, yeah, you did a good interview with Jan Lemprecht. I put that up on my website, actually. That was a pretty good one. I like Jan. He's got a lot to say about this that we don't hear from anybody else.
Yeah.
So I'll put a link to Jim's interview with Jan Lemprecht. I put that on FakoTube, FakoTube.com. And I invited him on my channel, but he hasn't responded. So who knows, maybe he got the wrong email or whatever. So he would be interesting to talk to before this whole South Africa thing gets flushed down the news cycle memory hole. Because it's pretty much yesterday's news, isn't it?
Yeah.
The news moves quickly. Jim, you're still doing your walk and talks every day?
Yeah, still doing it. Diane's on vacation, so I'm all by myself.
Wow. Well, just stay away from those snakes and get those cats herded back in the house every night.
I had the neighbor's pigs come into my yard.
Pigs?
Big, huge pigs. You should have seen them. And the dog was going crazy with these big, huge pigs. And they end up leaving because the dog was, barking at them.
Don't they have to keep pigs on a leash in Texas? I mean, what is this?
I don't know. I just know they ran to the end of the my yard, and I didn't see them. They went behind the shed. I don't know how the hell they got in the yard anyway. But anyway, I'll have to talk to him about his pigs coming
wayward
into my yard.
Pigs.
Yeah, they could be real messy.
Just tell them you're Jewish and you don't eat pork. Maybe that'll shut it down.
Yeah.
All right, guys. You guys are good. Thanks for showing up on time. Sorry I was late. And keep doing what you're doing. Everyone go to Jim's BitChute channel, Fake Nukes BitChute channel. There's a lot of stuff there. And we'll see you guys next time.
All right. See you later.
All right.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for the caller. Bye-bye.